You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, everyone. This is Reggie Hammond. Welcome to the Finding Your Forte podcast. We have some really exciting things to share with you in this episode. We actually have a bit of an encore guest. He's been on before, and the show did really well. We got great feedback on it, so we've asked him to come back not only by popular demand, but also because we have some really good things to share about them. So we're going to just get right into our episode today. I would love to welcome to our conversation John Peoples, who is doing some pretty phenomenal work on the front of connecting people. John, how's it going, sir?
Hey, Reggie, how's it going? It's going great for me. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back on the show and back in the fold with you.
I am absolutely happy to have you. It's interesting. We got really good feedback from your episode before. Hope you brought back some more excitement and enthusiasm about connecting. I think that's something that people are really interested to hear more about, and they kind of get it. But, you know, I think it's helpful having your really inspiring perspective on it and you know, kind of bringing it in a really tangible way to people. So thank you. Anything that you what's the update on you, though? You know, give us a little bit of a glimpse into the world of John Peoples since, you know, we've had a chance to talk.
Wow, so much probably since the last show that we did together. That probably was about 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And then
I think
even
that's right.
More, yeah, about 2 years ago. And then even more probably has transpired since we actually first connected with your forte. And I actually became a participant in that program with you.
Yeah, you know what? We might need to. That's a good point. We might need to take it all the way back for people that might be listening to this episode. All the way back. So yeah, why don't we? I'll let you do the honors. I get really excited when I tell the story, but I'll let you do it this time. Well, you know, kind of. Well, first of all, just make an introduction to yourself and, you know, what you're working on, and then maybe share how our paths came to cross and the incredible divine intervention that it was.
Absolutely. So, Reggie, as you know, I've been a supply chain and manufacturing professional almost 20 years now. I graduated from Florida A&M University with a degree in economics. And truth be told, when I graduated from FAMU, this term supply chain management was really just becoming popular and had really not even taken off the ground like it is now, right? It's just a buzzword.
Yeah.
I actually started.
What year was that?
We were gonna say a long time ago. Decade plus ago.
Come on,
keep it at
you
that,
don't
right?
have any age hangups, do you? Come on.
So 99 is when I first started working with Ford Motor Company. Graduated from FAMU with a degree in economics a little bit before that. And, you know, my goal at that time was to, I'm going to go to law school and eventually be a sports entertainment attorney. And sometimes life kind of takes you in different directions. So
upon
graduating with that economic degree, which kind of gave me a lot of versatility to do a lot of different things and go into a lot of different spaces if I had chosen, I decided to go into manufacturing for a motor company the number one reason, because that was where the opportunity presented itself. And so, and then coming out of college, you know, what's one of the first things as a college grad that we're looking to do? We're trying to maximize the opportunity to make some what? Money.
Right.
There were some opportunities that had presented itself going into education. Unfortunately, we know we don't pay teachers and educators with their worth or their value.
Which is, oh, man, that's a whole nother episode. I won't even go down that tangent. But one of the most admirable professions, the greatest contribution to, you know, our society, we just can't seem to get the value proposition right.
We can't get that right. So 23 years old, you know, I went into a profession where the opportunity to maximize the amount of money I could make right away was there. And that was Ford Motor Company. Went right into manufacturing vehicle operations, working in a plant. So if you're from Detroit, Michigan, no matter where you go, where you've gone to school, what degrees you've gotten, you know there's always a foundation with the auto industry from Motor City.
Very
and
much.
A lot of us do go back to where we're from and where we have a good foundation, and opportunities to work in the auto industry are there. Were probably even more prevalent in the years past. And so I went into auto industry as a production supervisor, manufacturing supervisor. And Reggie, I can tell you what a quite a dramatic experience it was coming from college. One, you're right in the work world. You're getting
okay.
Right in the work world with a microcosm of the world when you go inside a plant. 3,000 people, three different shifts. You're bringing all walks of life in one area to come and go to make an automobile or to make whatever that product is. I started at 23, 24, supervising individuals to make a car or make components of a car,
mm-hmm.
who had been working for 23, 24 plus years. So imagine you're 23 years old, and now you're managing people that have been working longer than you've been living, right? And so you're leading, expected to lead and manage and coach through. Can I tell you that it was the best and worst of times at 23, 24 years old?
Interesting. In what way? In what way?
So, again, 23, you're working different shifts. So imagine you're coming from college where you have a lot
right.
of free time when you're not in class. Now you're waking up at 4:35 o'clock in the morning to prepare yourself for work. You're working in an environment where, for me in Detroit, it was a unionized, UAW.
Okay.
I'm a frontline leader. So what that means, you are kind of in the middle. You're in the middle between upper management, and you're in the middle between workforce and union. And it's your job to navigate through all of the different issues while building a car. And again, add the complexity of just what you're building. An automobile is complex as it is, but with people from all walks of life, whether
yeah.
it's race, religion, financial backgrounds, education, social backgrounds, all walks of life you will find in a manufacturing facility in a plant.
That's like that's a lab of a learning experience. I mean, here you are, you know, just out of college, mid-20s, just, you know, really getting your feet under you professionally, thrown in an environment where not only are you to make sure that you're managing the production of these, you know, high value products, but then you've got the people issues to be able to navigate as well. I mean, that's trial by fire.
it really is trial by fire. And add to that is you're 23, 24, so you're just now getting to a point where you have some foresight, and you're just now getting to a point where you have some experiences that can direct your decision making, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and now you're asked to go manage and lead people. So worst of times, because hey, 23, 24 year olds, we want to have a job. We have this expectation of what we think that looks like when we come out of school, right?
Right.
Say, hey, I want to be this. I want to do that. So we're like, I want to make some money. It was pretty good money for a recent college grad at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was good. But the work environment was different. You're dealing with people, some who don't have college degrees, some who do have college degrees, some who have a lot of world experiences, and some who don't. So the worst of times was it became, how do you deal with people? How do you motivate people? How do you navigate people? But then personal things like, how do you learn how to now work a shift where you are up at 4 o'clock in the morning, which means you're not hanging out the night before like you had the time at college to do.
Right.
So
right.
Navigating all of those things, trying to mature. Now you're becoming an adult. But, you know, the worst of times, the best of times, because I had some of the best team members and teams to work for, was able to learn a lot from the folks that worked for me and the folks that I worked with and worked for. And let's just add to that, that this was an 8-year experience at Ford with multiple positions, several different plants. And there were times where I was like, I hate this. What am I doing? This is not what I went to school for. How did I get into this? And you feel like you're in a rut, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of happened right out of school. Like, you're still trying to identify your purpose.
Right.
And you're trying to align with what you're doing now. How does that identify and how does that correlate with your purpose? So these are all of the things that were happening my first year, first several years of working.
I guess that really puts in context what, you know, the really strong foundation that, you know, I have come to know this of this, you know, supply chain executive, very well firmed in, you know, strong management principles, and you know, I just happen to know that you're highly regarded for your people skills. So it clearly comes through, you know, kind of the school of hard knocks from a wide range of people. And, you know, here you are now, this high-performing supply chain executive that's doing great things within your current organization. So I thank you for taking the time to share that, because that gives us some perspective on, you know, the experiences that shape the man that you are today, the leader that you are today. And, you know, really for me, I think that sets the stage for the conversation I really want to have today. So now you're at this place where you're thriving in your career. You're continuing to grow performance in the facilities that you lead, but you know, you're more than just a supply chain executive. I mean, you've got some pretty phenomenal things happening on the front of trying to connect people in very, you know, tangible way. Can we spend some time talking about, you know, kind of the real calling on your work around connecting people in really impactful ways? I mean, I think it would be really great for you to share, you know, some of your perspectives in what you're hoping to do with Peoples to People.
All right, absolutely. So, Peoples to People. My last name is Peoples, and I always tell people, I don't think it's chance or happenstance that my last name is Peoples.
No such thing as coincidences. So,
exactly. So if we go back to those 4 days of first starting out, coming out of college, first eight and a half years, one of the things for me was the plant and working in manufacturing made me question, what was my purpose? How did the job that I was currently doing, how did that fit into what I thought my purpose was at that time and future purpose? And one of the things that I realized that I had, if you want to call it a gift or ability to do, was
mm-hmm.
connect people.
Mm-hmm.
And people would always come to me asking for advice or suggestions on whether it was how could they meet a certain individual that's doing something similar to what they want to do,
mm-hmm.
Whether it was putting some type of business transaction or business deal together. And people from a variety of different spaces. And it was nothing for me to pick up the phone or, you know, make an introduction to someone to say, hey, person A is looking to do this. I want to introduce you to person B who is doing this. And I would connect those people and they would go off and go be great, so to speak.
Okay.
And so I said, wow, you know, if I have ability to do this, and I felt some passion behind it, but what I'm doing every day in my day-to-day job or 9-to-5, you know, how does that play along into what I feel like I have a purpose in doing and what I think I do naturally well? So once we fast forward to several other companies and opportunities, after Ford, Halliburton, I got recruited by Coca-Cola, got great experience at Coca-Cola, still in manufacturing, running plants, and then I was able to come over to Domino's Pizza, where I am today as a director of supply chain.
Wow.
So, yeah, so looking back at all of those experiences and trying to line up what my purpose was, one of the things that I realized that in each company, each organization, each period of time, I was always trying to connect people to people, right? And I got passion out of that. And so what I realized is in my day-to-day job, there is a way to still fulfill what I thought my purpose was and or is.
Okay.
And even further looking back, what I realized is everybody either don't like maybe connecting people or even making a connection with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily an extrovert. Some people may say I'm an extrovert. I kind of am probably a little bit of an introvert. But what I do value and understand is that there's a lot of value in connecting people with others and getting a connection with people because, let's face it, we all like to be around people that we consider are like-minded. You know, they come from our communities. They do things that we like doing.
Mm-hmm.
That brings some value to us. But there's also great value in connecting with people that are totally opposite, you know, from you, from your thoughts, from your beliefs. And they can have a profound impact in just the human connection when we're able to just connect people, connect with people and connect a lot, because we're living in a very diverse world.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I've been able to do with Peoples to People is provide Peoples to People's consultants, provide a marketplace for subject matter experts in a variety of different spaces and industries. And as individual small businesses and entrepreneurs need help, assistance, guidance, you know, we kind of open up the black book and put the right subject matter expert with a particular client. So that is all part of being, you know, the whole looking back 19 years and taking different experiences and just going through different things in my career that I still can look back and say, man, I always value connecting people and
help
to get to where I am today.
Yeah, that I mean, I'm really excited about that and have been since we've talked about it. I mean, you know, the audience probably recognizes that I got a bit of a hint on what you're trying to do, but I think that's really powerful. I would love to share with you some, you know, kind of use case scenarios. I think that one of the things that I've come to appreciate about people, particularly people that are passionate about their work and love what they do and is really fulfilling, they really want to focus on that work. And the business of connecting to other people is secondary, and not necessarily something that they want to be distracted from, you know, the work, you know, of you know, that calls them. And so I think there's a huge value add opportunity for what you're trying to do is to be able to advocate and represent and connect people in powerful ways to be able to do more of what they want to do. So if I'm, you know, if all of a sudden I decide that I really want to just focus on, all I want to do is focus on the people in the organizations that I'm coaching or that I'm taking through leadership development, if I just really want to focus on that and not have to worry about finding the next client or introducing an organization that needs people to, you know, your Crescendo and or the work that we do in the placement front or in the strategic planning front. I literally could just tell you what I need. I could tell you which, you know, what my offerings are, and you can, you know, as a part of an agreement, find me the kinds of clients that are good, well suited for me. That's pretty much what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly. It's really about building relationships and being able to take those relationships to connect others where they can get value out of what they're trying to do or what they are doing.
Yeah, that's really compelling. I'm excited about that. You know, one, because it's something I love businesses that come out of people just doing what they do naturally and love to do, that they then determine how that adds value and turn it into a business. So for that, I'm excited about it because I think it'll be really impactful and, you know, quite frankly, profitable for you, because I think it's something that you naturally do really well. And it's something that, you know, is really quite parallel, you know, works well parallel to the work that you're doing as a supply chain executive, not only, but also with your own, you know, personal passions and interests around sports. I mean, there's so many lanes that can use a nice plumbing infrastructure of connecting people in really powerful ways. So I'm excited for what's on the horizon for you.
So one of the things that I was an economic major, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. and even though I did not like the aspect of plotting demand curves and things of that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the science of economics that I appreciated. It's a social science.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you learn the term capital, right? In economics, you learn the term capital.
Right.
And so as I, you know, have moved forward through my career and just through different experiences, one of the things that I kind of saw that, you know, there's also a component of capital called social capital. And social capital really is the relationships of individuals that we meet on a day-to-day basis and those that we kind of have placed in our, I'll call it our own personal marketplace of whether it's friends or professional connections or associates. It's the social capital that we can pull from to get different experiences that bring us value. I'll give you an example. We can read a great book all the time, somebody's autobiography, and get inspired. But it's a totally different experience when you're able to talk to the person who wrote the book, right?
Right.
Because they can give you, one, a sense of personal connection right then and there while you're talking to them.
Right.
It could either inspire, instruct, or give you a different way of looking at something. So I always call, like, there's value in social capital. And it does not mean that you just have to be a person that's going around talking to people all of the time, but you
right.
start to value relationships. You do make somewhat of an effort to connect to people and be able to understand who that person is. I think that just brings great, great value.
I agree with you. I could not agree with you more, to be honest with you, which is why, with our big announcement that we are sharing today, and how about I share the first part of the announcement and you share the second part? So, so Finding Your Forte has been around for a couple of seasons now, and we've been really excited about it. As you all know, we really appreciate and look forward to the opportunity to bring some exposure to the work our clients are doing, connecting their work and their purpose. And that's really kind of what these episodes have featured, is clients doing that work. And so we're really, you know, we're doubling down on that. And so what we have decided to do is actually start a channel. Our relationship with Up to Me Radio has been really exciting. It's grown significantly. By the way, please subscribe to that channel. It has really taken off, and, you know, listening audience's numbers have grown exponentially. And so I would love to invite you to listen to some of the other shows. But on that channel or on that station, Finding Your Forte is not just a podcast show anymore. It is a channel. So Finding Your Forte channel has recently launched. And one of our very first shows is, John, you want to tell them?
No, you tell them.
No, you tell them.
All right. One of our first shows will be myself launching part of Peoples to People, and we're going to be talking about how do we connect with others, the value in connecting, the value in building relationships, whether it's in business, the business world, corporate world, and just our own personal relationships. So I think we're going to take a walk through different scenarios and have different guests on, covering a variety of different areas and spaces, and it'll be exciting. I'm excited to be a part of this, and so thank you for the opportunity, Reggie. You're doing some great work, and I'm just excited that you allowed me to tag along.
Yeah, don't try to flip this on me. You're doing the phenomenal work, my friend. I and just to be clear, John's a little humble, sometimes modest about big news. This is huge news in my book. We're launching this show. It's going to be called Connections, I should say, a contact sport. And the reason why I like this whole contact sport play on it is, as any of you know John personally, and maybe even professionally, he is an avid sports enthusiast. We sometimes agree, but not often. And we have a heated season coming up this year. So I think what's great about that is the analogies are so rich from, sports to connecting is, when you appreciate and love the sport, you know that connecting is a very powerful thing. And going forward, you'll be able to hear John explore connecting in a really powerful way that, brings to surface, why it's important to always be engaging and connecting with other people and allowing that to, bring forth the fruit of the work that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right about, come this fall, the little rivalry, just to give some people a backdrop is, yes, I love the sport.
I was going
to
avoid this, but go ahead. Go ahead.
I love the sport of football. Probably more outside of having played it, is just watching a young man that I have been very close since his birth, my nephew, Donovan Peoples-Jones, who currently plays for the University of Michigan.
Can I just talk about what is toughest about that? I really want to.
I have a long
history of hating Michigan. Mm-hmm. Just with good reason. And it's so easy now that it's almost like fun anymore. But because Donovan is there, I can't get my back into it, and it really bugs me. It bugs me a lot. I have to each Saturday. I really want to go at you about how terrible they were, but I can't. Because one, he's doing outstanding in spite of the team, and I'm sure that you want to have more to say there, but you can have your way on your own show.
Okay. We'll say that for another show.
But I do have to say, every slice of every fiber of everything I've been able to get from him, he is an absolutely outstanding young man. And it has been a pleasure to kind of watch his trajectory take shape. And I know that he's really, close to you and somebody that you've taken a vested interest in, kind of making sure that he is well positioned for a really kind of thriving life. So kudos for you. Well done there. You could have helped to make
a
better choice.
We're going to have him on the show.
Okay. All right.
Make that happen.
Okay. All right. I'll tune into that one myself for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
That's awesome. Well, John, thank you for coming on the show this week. Of course, we always love to hear from you. We especially like having You share the news about the new show that we're launching on the Finding Your Forte channel. Stay tuned for additional information on how to tune on that show. We'll be publishing that on all the social media channels for Up to Me and the Finding Your Forte channel. And with that, I will close out our episode for today. We ask you to continue to, you know, seek purpose in the work that you're doing. If there's any role that we can play in helping you do that, please let us know. And with that, we'll just close out and wish and hope that you'll find your forte, compose your masterpiece, and play your crescendo. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.
Let the bad moments change my mind. I'm freeing my dreams from deep inside. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. I'm just trying to use what I got. Over time, you'll see that I may get a little bit weak, but it don't mean that I still don't have a dream. Learning from my pain, I'm counting all my blessings. Oh, I'm not trying to be something I'm not. I'm just trying to use what I got. Over time, you'll see that I may get a little bit weak, but it don't mean. Touch the sky and fly high. Jump up and kiss the sun. You've already won. Just look up and don't look back. You're on the right track. Yeah. Wake up and free your dreams into reality. I'ma say it one more time. Reach up and touch the sky. Your heart, hey, oh.